This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Six Israeli hostages were found dead in Gaza over the weekend, triggering nationwide strikes to pressure Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu into securing a deal to release the rest of the hostages from Gaza. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
On Monday, flight, transport services and hospitals were severely disrupted as protesters called for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to bring the remaining 101 hostages home from Gaza, underscoring deep divisions in Israel over his approach. US President Joe Biden said on Monday he did not think Netanyahu was doing enough to secure such an agreement. Biden said he was close to presenting his own final proposal for a deal to bring hostages home.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Monday he will continue to insist on maintaining an Israeli presence along Gaza's border with Egypt as part of any ceasefire deal. Netanyahu's demand to remain in the corridor has been a major sticking point in ceasefire talks with Hamas. The Islamic militant group is demanding a full Israeli withdrawal from Gaza as part of any deal that would free the dozens of hostages it is holding in Gaza. A Venezuelan judge has issued an arrest warrant for the opposition's former presidential candidate, Edmundo Gonzalez, as part of a criminal investigation into the results of the disputed July election. The warrant, issued on Monday, comes just over a month after election officials declared President Nicolas Maduro the winner his opponents say he lost. The warrant was issued at the request of authorities who accused Gonzalez, a former diplomat, of various crimes, including conspiracy, falsifying documents, and usurpation of powers. This is VOA News. The U.S. government has seized a plane used by Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, citing violations of sanctions and export control laws, according to a Justice Department announcement on Monday. U.S. officials allege the aircraft was illegally purchased through a shell company and smuggled out of the United States. The plane, registered to San Marino, was widely used by Maduro for foreign travel, including in trips earlier this year to Guyana and Cuba. As children across Ukraine return for the start of the academic year in the country's second-largest city of Kharkiv, they can only do so at an underground school amid Russian bombardment. And in Kyiv, nervous parents accompanied their children to school after loud explosions rocked the capital. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah reports.
The first day of school is celebrated in Ukraine with parents buying bouquets of flowers for their children. It's an important occasion that, despite the war, parents continue to mark. Among the buildings damaged early on Monday, part of the university complex in Kyiv. 18-year-old student Yulia says she believes Monday's attack was targeted and timed to coincide with the start of the academic year. The Air Force says it destroyed 22 out of 35 missiles and 20 of 23 drones in the attack on Kyiv.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah. Police on Monday said four people were fatally shot on a U.S. City of Chicago area subway train in Forest Park, Illinois. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Deputy Police Chief Chris Chin on WLS-TV says security cameras helped identify the suspect who fled after the early morning shooting but was captured on another train.
We believe it's isolated. You know, again, we're in the preliminary stages of this investigation, so video evidence is being reviewed.
And the mayor of Forest Park, Rory Hoskins, says
it's a horrible tragedy that four people are dead on Labor Day weekend.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
A Brazilian Supreme Court panel unanimously upheld the decision of one of its justices to block billionaire Elon Musk's social media platform X nationwide, according to the court's website. The broader support among justices undermines the effort of Musk and his supporters to cast one justice as a renegade and authoritarian censor of political speech. The panel's comprised of five of the full bench's 11 justices, including the one justice who ordered the platform blocked on Saturday for having failed to name a local legal representative as required by law. X will remain blocked in Brazil until they follow the judge's orders. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.